The last time the federal government put a price on coal pollution was in 1990. Power plants had to start paying for sulfur dioxide that came out of smokestacks and caused acid rain. To clean up, many burned cleaner coal. That was bad news for Illinois miner Chris Nielsen. He happened to mine some of the dirtiest coal.
A good portion of the economy around here was built on coal industry. Coal mining jobs not only paid a good wage, they had terrific benefits. And as the industry went soft, people lost the best jobs they ever had.
Cleanup technology improved, but it took nearly two decades to make burning the highest sulfur coal economical again. Nielsen says today, coal executives worry they'll lose profits if the government prices carbon dioxide. And coal miners worry they'll lose their jobs again. The industry wants new plants that do two things. First, they would capture carbon dioxide while burning coal. And then they would bury or sequester this carbon dioxide so it stays out of the atmosphere. Nielsen says there's a plant like that in the works. It's called FutureGen.
We can burn the coal in a clean, environmentally friendly manner. The FutureGen project, where they were going to sequester the carbon dioxide, was a terrific opportunity to show that.
Well, Nielsen is jumping the gun. FutureGen hasn't proved anything. It's not even built. The coal industry and the government were supposed to design and fund FutureGen, then build it in central Illinois. The government and coal companies fought over how much the plant would cost, but now it's likely to move forward. Even with a sketchy history, though, the industry's got almost no choice but to be hopeful for FutureGen. The industry wants carbon dioxide capture and sequestration to work. Otherwise, it's going to pay big for carbon pollution. But not everyone is so confident in this technology.
We cannot depend on carbon capture and sequestration to achieve greenhouse gas emissions reductions because we don't know if it's going to work.
That's Ron Burke with the Union of Concerned Scientists. He says FutureGen is worth testing, but it shouldn't distract us from technology we know is low carbon.
There are ways to meet the greenhouse gas reduction targets that we need to meet without carbon capture and sequestration. We can do it. It's primarily through investing in renewable energy and energy efficiency in the near term.
There are some energy researchers who aren't sure renewable energy like wind and solar will be available soon enough. One of them is Ernest Moniz at MIT.
We have a ways to go, let's say, for solar to scale up. Right now, it's less than 0.1% of our electricity.
Coal generates half our electricity. Moniz says it won't be easy to replace, but it might be possible to improve it. He says it's likely carbon dioxide capture and sequestration can work technically. But he says we need to build FutureGen to answer whether it works efficiently and economically.
Well, if we are going to establish a new technology like sequestration and be able to have it not only demonstrated, but then deployed and implemented, that means we really need to start, preferably yesterday, but at worst today.
For Moniz, FutureGen could be clean coal's first major test, not just of whether it works, but whether it's too expensive. For The Environment Report, I'm Sean Ali.